Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
Now, beef, probably one of my favorite cuts, you know, I love a bit of cow,
yeah.
And we're going to be talking about butcher beef.
That's right. So, you know, producers that finish their own calves and even consumers that buy butcher beef, oftentimes they ask, well, how much beef will I get after I get this calf butchered? Or maybe they'll come in and they'll be complaining because I thought I sent this 1,400 pounds here and I only got this much beef, you know, back in return. So today we're going to talk about the relationships between live weight, carcass weight, and actually what you take home, okay? So let's start first with dressing percent. So that's the portion of the live weight that results in a hot carcass weight. So what's hot carcass weight? Well, hot carcass weight is the weight of the animal's carcass after the removal of the head, the hide, and the internal organs. So generally, fed cattle will dress out somewhere between 60 and 65% of their live weight, okay? So, and I guess the reason that there's such a, you know, a 5% difference is because there's a difference in the level of gut fill. There's a difference in the amount of meat or a muscling versus how much fat. That's another thing. And maybe even how much mud was on the hide of that cattle can all influence a lot on that dressing percent. So let's go through an example, okay? So let's take a 1,400 pound steer that has a dressing percent of 63%. That steer would yield 882 pound hot carcass weight. But this is not what you're gonna take home, okay? Now the carcass has to be chilled. And in the chilling process, it loses another 2 to 5% of its weight. And that is typically the reason behind that is a beef carcass is 70 to 75% water. And during the chilling process, there is an evaporation, and that evaporation loss can be 2 to 5%. So now let's go back to our example. We start off with a 1,400 pound live weight. We have a dressing percent of 63%, which give us 882. Now we've lost 2 to 5% more. We're down at 846 pounds. That would be chilled weight. So now the carcass has been chilled and it's cut into different meat pieces, okay? And this process is called breaking down the carcass. And the carcass is actually broken down into what they call beef primal cuts. And that would include the ribs, the chuck, the shank, the brisket, the plate, the flank, the round, the sirloin, and the short loin. Those to be big chunks of meat, okay? And then these cuts are further processed into retail cuts. And probably the concept here is to remove most of the bones. We also want to separate tender muscles from less tender muscles. We want to separate thick muscles from thin muscles, and even separate, you know, the fatter muscle from the more leaner muscles. And so those are all things we do, and that's going to reduce the amount we get as well. So some other factors that ultimately affect what we take home is external carcass fat. So let's say if he's really, really fat, we have to trim off so much fat to meet, you know, so you don't take home as much. The muscularity of the carcass is another thing. So a heavier muscled carcass is going to produce more take-home meat, of course, than a light muscle. But in this case, let's just think about a dairy steer compared to a beef steer. That dairy steer is a lot lighter muscled. They're not going to produce as much meat, so you're going to take home less. Another thing is cutting, your cutting specs. You do some of this on yourself because maybe I want, think about bone in versus deboned, okay? You take the bone out, you're not going to get as many pounds back. And also the external fat, because sometimes you'll tell them, I only want this much. Other times, you know, maybe somebody else wants more or less. And so that's going to affect what you take home as well. Another thing that also affects what you take home is carcass aging. And typically, a carcass will hang for 7 to 10 days, and that's great because it typically improves tenderness, it improves the flavor. And in some instances years ago, you know, you might hear of them hanging that carcass for 21 days. Well, that's all good, but in the long term, that hanging can have a negative effect on the amount of product that you take home. So, bottom line, the general rule of thumb is you should take home about 42% of the live weight of whatever that steer weighed. So, in our example, we have a 1,400-pound steer. We're going to take 40. We're going to get home about 42% of his live weight. That means he's going to yield 588 pounds of meat for us to take home. So, I'm hungry. It's about lunchtime. I think I'm going to go have a hamburger. So, until next time, guys, stay safe.
Always intriguing, and yeah, I think I might have changed my lunch order. That's for sure. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.